South Africa has one of the highest gender-based violence and femicide rates in the world. While the country has many laws that should, in theory, protect women from abuse and offer them protection and justice when they are victimized, the reality on the ground is much different. To strengthen the country's efforts in fighting gender-based violence and femicide, on the 28th of January 2022, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa signed three gender-based violence and femicide bills into law. These laws are the Criminal and Related Matters Amendment Bill, the Criminal Law, Sexual Offences and Related Matters Amendment Bill, and the Domestic Violence Amendment Bill. As their names suggest, these bills are updated versions of the originals. The passing of these laws is a positive sign for South African women and children, the groups that are, most vulnerable to abuse and femicide. These amendments are more victim-centered and were created to provide better and more effective protection for victims of gender-based violence and femicide. They were first introduced in Parliament in 2020 in response to public demand that the government and police start taking gender-based violence and femicide cases more seriously. This is especially after the horrible rape and murder of University of Cape Town student Uyinene Mrwetyana in August 2019 by a South African post office employee.